the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Advice and having a great day today. That's good. That's good. Glad we could be a help. Glad we could be a help. Wick, what's happening with you, dog?
Shit, chilling, just waiting on that birthday day. That's about it.
Let me ask you, why do y'all be going so hard on, I understand it's y'all birthday, man, but y'all birthday is like next month.
Why, that's my new year. That's my new year.
Old as hell. He don't know how many times he gonna have to, he gonna be able to move them knees and shit.
Ain't that about a booger wooger, but thank you, baby girl. No, that's my new year, man. My new year's is my birthday night, not the 31st. My new year's is my birthday. You never know. You ain't guaranteed a next one, so that's why I always appreciate the one I get.
Come on, man. Did you say the new year's is your birthday?
My new year's. That's the day I was born, so that's actually my new year, my birthday.
Give me some more chin drink, because I'm trying to figure out how the hell you came up with that concept.
It's another new year for me, the day I was born. Idiot, think about it.
Yo, you said
damn,
that word.
How simple.
You said,
I mean,
that word. Wait a minute, you said that word. Second is a new year, but I'm the idiot. Okay.
For me. Did you hear what I said? See, that was wrong with black people. You don't listen to that, all the words that I said. I said, for me. That's my new year.
First of all, I can't hear all the words you're saying because...
Aaron, his personal pronouns are all f***ed up. I mean, where's the verb in that sentence?
I can't understand something that she's saying.
Oh, my.
That's the pronoun, and that's the verb in that sentence.
anyway, dog. Hey, man, check it out, man. I might sound a little sluggish today, man. I'm ripping and running up and down this goddamn highway. Boy, I'm tired, man. But shit. Hey, I seen something today, man. I seen something that just blew my mind. I ain't gonna say it blew my mind, but it just kind of like, I'm like, damn, the world is just really just.
Boy, if you don't take your little ass to sleep, you got to get up and go to school in the morning.
Wow. I thought she was talking to me for a second.
My son. I see feet moving in the air and shit.
I'm like, this supposed to tell me to go to bed? No, man, I seen, man. All right, let me see. I want to say this, but I want to be politically correct. I want to say that only white women supposed to act a certain way and black women supposed to act a certain way. But, I mean, man, I seen this Caucasian woman, and her whole demeanor was just like, I mean, I'm like, damn, I had to look up at her like, damn, this is sister talking? I'm like, damn, they just took everything from us, man. Well, I don't say took everything from us, but they adapted more to us than us adapting to them. That was kind of crazy to me. I mean, you have to hear her talk, and I'm like, you know, I mean, she looked like Becky, but she was sounding like Shaniqua.
Oh, wow.
That's probably because she grew up around a lot of black folks. You know what I mean?
We got the black ones that sound white too now.
Think about it, because they grew up around a lot of white folks.
Think about my cousin Shay.
When I go to work, they got to question me sometimes too, because they said I act like a straight white girl when I'm at work. And then,
I can believe that. A blonde, right? They be thinking you blonde.
No.
Oh.
I have moments with my best friend asks me saying it though, and he's like, do you got some blonde in your hair today? I'm like, no.
I mean, I'm just right, saying. Janae, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
Hello.
Nah, yeah, I was just telling them. I just got off the highway, man, so you got to excuse me. I'm kind of, like, really tired. But
check this out, man. I'm going to take over for a hot second here.
I got a whole slew of... Oh, did you just have to just cut me off like that, man?
Yeah,
God,
you just did.
That was just fucking rude.
I apologize for my outburst. I think we got the Rev on the show. Is this the Rev?
Yes, it is. What's happening, Rhea?
Nothing too much, but I just got in on the conversation, but y'all talking about older women talking to younger guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I told my son to call in on this one because he got a bad habit of talking to older women, and I don't like it. So I want him to explain why he doing this shit.
Okay, first of all, how old is your son?
He's 18, but he be talking to grown women. We just had this conversation last night about this woman. He thought I didn't know he was screwing her, but I knew.
Okay, is your son 948?
Is that your number? Yeah.
All right, he's on the show. What's happening, man?
What I got to do?
What's going down?
What I got to press?
You on there, Jabri?
What's your name,
dog? I'm just a player. That's all it is. I mean, they just got to respect my gangster.
And see, that's exactly why.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, man. How old is the oldest?
She was about 26.
And how old are you?
26,
18.
That ain't too bad.
That's not too bad.
That's what
I'm saying. No, it was bad. It's bad to me. It's bad to me because this woman, she was going out with us and stuff like that. Us, like me and my cousins and stuff like that, and all the time screwing
she
my son.
Just
that's
choosing.
Just like.
She was choosing.
Well, whatever, Jabri.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she lucky I didn't whoop her ass, really, because I thought that was very disrespectful.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, look, check it out.
But
I got my nephew.
Is he dating her, or he's just screwing her?
No, it was just, she thought she gets drunk and she acts real
unruly. It was just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's it.
Have you ever dated an older woman, or you just screwing them? Because most women.
That's all it is. I'm too young for all that.
Damn.
Man, don't you know your mom on the phone, man?
My son could talk to me about anything. You know, we talked. And when he finally said it to me, I already knew. But he didn't know I knew. But last night he told me that he had did this woman.
Damn.
So wait a minute.
He could tell me whatever.
But technically, Rand, he is grown. He can do what
he
wants to do.
Yeah, he's grown. But he's still in high school. I mean, and she's a grown woman with a child and everything. She thought she was sneaking and doing this shit. And I almost busted their ass because at the time I was at my cousin's house and I came out the bedroom to go to the bathroom and her ass was sitting up there with her eyes bucked wide open. I didn't know he had just popped her off or whatever. So I went to the bathroom. I'm like, God damn, y'all still woke? Crying or son?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're doing, dog.
Right, I ain't mad at y'all.
Okay, you can hang up now, Jabri, because a lot of these conversations get too ugly, and you ain't going to hear the rest of this shit.
You already fucking what are you going to do?
Wait a minute, I didn't hear what you said.
He dated older women. He hitting older women. What are you going to hear that he ain't heard before?
Exactly. Well, he can hear it, but he ain't got to hear it the same time I'm hearing it.
So, you got to be talking about that tomorrow, boy.
All
right, Jabri, we're going to let you know. We're going to send you a message that you know when to call back in.
He accidentally hung up.
Oh, okay. Well,
he said he got some music he got to send to you.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Tell him, send it to us. We get it on here. But hey, check this out. I got my nephew on the line. Nephew, what's happening?
What's up with him?
All right, now check this out, y'all. My nephew, now your situation is what? You how old now? For everybody that don't know, I know how old you are. But for everybody that don't know, how old are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm 20. I just turned 20.
All right, now, how old is your lady?
Yeah, 39. All
right, now how long you and her been together?
For a year.
Okay, so not.
And I was messing with her since I was 19.
Okay, so.
Okay.
I mean,
damn,
so not.
It doesn't matter.
Right, so, I mean, nah, me personally, I feel like let him have his fun. Now, granted, he.
Okay, it's an experience, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't all what it's cracked up to be.
Well, I tried to tell you that part, but.
Mama, I'm just curious.
You said what?
Is you looking for a sugar mama, or are you, like, y'all equal in this relationship?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I looking for a sugar mama, or am I equal in the relationship? I mean, as long as she was helping me out at the time, so I feel like if she was helping me out, I need to, you know, be right there where she at. So if somebody helping you out, then you need to be with them, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be with the person who ain't helping you.
I agree with you.
Hey, when you young.
Damn, 39, dog. God damn.
Well, when you young, shit, that's how it go. When a grown woman throw theyself at you, you ready to go.
All right, let me ask you a question. I mean, do you see yourself with this woman?
Oh, no. Married, no. You know, it was just a one-time thing. What was going on then?
Are you still seeing her today?
I just left her today.
And you don't see yourself with her 5 years from now?
Nope.
I understand. You ain't got to be getting married. I'm just saying.
I don't see me with her 5 years from now.
So, it's, like I said, is you looking for somebody to take care of you, or you? It's equal. You date an older woman.
I mean, it was, yeah, she was taking care of me, put it like that.
Okay, then you looking for a sugar mama.
But
then.
I wasn't looking for no sugar mama, though. It came to me, you feel me?
But did you? All
right, now, let me ask you a question, dog. What does your mom say about this? What did she know?
See, my mama was ready to beat her ass. That's how my mama felt.
Ain't she older than your mama?
She my mama age.
Yeah, you had to be there for the family functions when she's like, hey, Ma. This just called me Mama.
I can't, that is so disrespectful.
But I was messing with her for what, a whole year, ain't it?
Yeah, it's been about a year.
I know it wasn't going to last, though.
You
know, I know it wasn't going to last.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go down the road. I'm going to start with Janae. Janae, you got a woman that's a year older than you. And she come in and say, hey, Ma.
So, what you mean?
She with your son.
Oh, no. Shit. If that's what he chooses to do, it ain't gonna last no way.
I mean, I understand
that. It ain't nothing what it is.
Right, I understand that, but she walk in the house and she's like, hey, Ma, how you doing?
Ain't none of them gonna call me Ma. None of them. I don't care if they ain't seen. Where the fuck come in here? Just get on out my face. We ain't close like that. I don't know you like that.
Oh, man, don't be me. I can see that. What the fuck you just called me?
All right, dog, man. Let me ask you a question, man. Let's flip it. What if your daughter came in with a motherfucker older than you? How you going to respond?
Who, me?
She say, Daddy, this is
my
man, Jerome.
This is my bitch.
You can have that.
How you respond, dog? What you gonna say?
Let me think about
it. I mean, you're a year older than you.
I mean, he's yelled to me. Is he gonna come in calling me?
He's gonna be ready to fight him.
I mean, wait a minute. Is he gonna come in and call me Dad or something? Is he older than me?
He ain't gonna disrespect you, but he gonna, you know. You know, she bring you around to meet this motherfucker for the first time. You heard about him, but you ain't know how old he was.
He got more gray hair than you.
I mean, it's a good question, man. I don't know how I would respond. I wouldn't like it. I mean, I would shoot the motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you.
I would be shooting them.
Well,
yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I'd be able to accept it. I couldn't do it. I mean, you sit down, man, my baby come in with a motherfucker older than me that graduated a year before I did. I've been out of school for over 20 years now. He talking about, yeah, man, I remember you was a shorty. You remember I was a shorty. Man, you were with my daughter. Motherfucker, man, shit.
Like I said, it didn't happen before. I personally, I ain't seen no wrong with it at the time. My daddy looked at him like, what the fuck? Like, every time my daddy got a chance, he pulled his ass over for something, anything. He was like, I'm going to find a way to take your ass to jail.
You know what, dog? I pretty much see what my words would be.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Get your ass up, my motherfucker. Man, dog, I don't think I could do it. I'm not going to lie. I couldn't do it. I cannot see my baby girl. I mean, with a motherfucker. Wait, my baby girl too? My baby? I couldn't see it with my oldest, but my baby girl? Oh, you, man, shit.
Hey.
Hey,
we got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Warlow.
This is Warlow.
That ain't no damn new caller.
I don't memorize motherfucking phone number shit.
Alright, y'all, check this out. I got another one for y'all. This is for the male and the female. Okay, do you think if you I don't want to use the word jack off, but let's say if you masturbate every single day by yourself, male and female, do you think that fucks your
blind.
Sex life?
He said, do you think that's what?
Do you think that will fuck up your sex life? Do you think it'll fuck up your health or your sex life? Jacking off.
No, because it don't mess a man at all. No, it don't. No.
I'm talking about, I mean, you busting one every single day. By yourself.
What are you supposed to do to release some stress?
I know, you're supposed to fuck to release some stress. I mean, man, come on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought the woman was for.
So, let's see.
I mean, you said that.
What
is
it called,
the
bunny rabbit? Yeah, it relieves a lot of stress.
Okay.
It's a wonder.
I understand that, but fellas, come on now. You every day you rushing home just and this song playing in your head.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You rushing home every day with this song playing in your head. There's something right.
Hell no.
I'm sorry, fellas ain't right about that.
Hey, I treat that shit like a fire. That's in case of emergencies only.
Okay. The same way they have blow up dolls for that. I'm just saying that you put the gel in the certain place and it works wonders.
Some damn
and
called,
I didn't
pocket pussy.
That's something I'm gonna say.
That's what they call it, a pocket pussy.
I'm not fucking with that.
I didn't see somebody with it before, so.
Wow. All right, well, check this out. I got another one. This was strictly for the ladies. All right, ladies. You just had your period. You had sex like the next day, and then your period came back. Can you still get pregnant?
Well, I wouldn't know because I got my tubes tied clipped at birth.
I'm so serious. After I had my son, I was done.
But hold up. Hold up. Ain't it supposed to be like a 2-day rule after that or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a 2-day rule, but most women don't follow it.
Yeah, because you can lock it back down.
Can you still get pregnant?
I don't know.
Can you still get pregnant?
I really don't
you
know.
You can get pregnant anytime.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can. Yeah, you can.
If you fertile as hell, you can get pregnant anytime. It don't really matter.
I was gonna say, yeah, you can.
But I always thought that it was supposed to be. I mean, I always thought it was like an unwritten law.
And 2 days after.
Right. I thought it was that unwritten law that y'all women have. Like, you know, technically, y'all ain't supposed to have sex like 2 days after.
But if you in a relationship, sometimes it just happens.
I mean, I understand that. But I'm just saying, is that like an unwritten law that y'all use, or that's just some bullshit?
I use it because I just. Like, yeah, that's kind of nasty.
Yeah,
and
most
dudes, we have me cracking up. Like, they was like, you ain't got to give me no... Ah, take the asshole. No, honey, you done been in jail before.
Damn, dog. Damn. Okay, we got Selena on the phone. Selena, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening?
Chilling.
It's our time now.
Father Time had a question going. What was your question again, Tom?
If you had you just had your period, you thought it was gone, you had sex, and then it came back 2 days later, your period came back 2 days later, can you still get pregnant?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Can I skip that one? I don't know. I haven't had a period like... I have a period probably once a year for the past 3 years, so I can't even answer that one. But that's nasty. Ask me something else.
I promise you.
You're
the dog, motherfucker!
just knock it out. They knock it out and bring your shit back down. What the fuck? Ooh.
Right. And they come back and you're gone, you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's one. Here's another for y'all.
Ain't no more.
Let me see if I can word this motherfucker right. It says, why do people cheat, get caught, and then they regret it? Should the person forget?
Because they got caught.
They got caught. Shit. I don't know what happened to that one.
Not my
but
question
saying,
for
though,
you.
If you get caught, you know you're going to regret it, so why do it anyway?
Somebody didn't regret it until they got caught.
Are right. You talking about a man getting caught or a woman getting caught? Because most
don't women
don't get
caught.
Either
no,
or.
You said what? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Back up. What did you just say?
Most women don't get caught cheating.
That's a lie.
You keep believing me.
I like her.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be a god honest with you. We know what you're doing. It's just a lot of times shitty.
Uh-uh.
It just keep y'all out of fucking hell.
Now I didn't have the question put at me before in a relationship like, are you doing something that I don't know about? I'm like, no, babe, really?
But wait a minute. Was you doing something that you shouldn't have been doing?
No, I had the question put at me. Like,
right, okay,
are you doing something you ain't got no business doing?
Okay, and I'm asking you, technically, I mean, the God honest truth, was you doing something you ain't had no business doing?
Yep.
Okay, why the fuck you think he asked you that question? You think he just asked that question randomly?
He didn't know, though, because we stayed together for a whole 2 years after that, and he didn't find out until after.
Did you hear what I said? He knew he
probably
just said, fuck it. Right, exactly.
No, he really didn't know. Like, he had an idea, inkling.
Ladies, please, at the end of the day, please don't believe that bullshit she just said. I mean, if y'all believe in that shit, I got a fridge in New York I can sell, y'all. I mean,
I don't believe it. The same way a man, a
a man thinks he's
I'm
going to
plead the fifth.
And he thought he was so sweet because I went in his pocket one day. I was looking for something that I probably wasn't supposed to be looking for. And I found a condom raffle, an empty air condom raffle with the condom back up in there. Really? I was like, dude, you couldn't throw it away before you. Really?
I ain't give a fuck about you.
Well, I don't put
that
like
that.
That
was pure stupid right
pocket.
There. Right, he brought a
why
condom did home, a used condom home.
He didn't know I was going to go through his pants. So looking for
that was
exactly.
Probably going to use it again.
Right.
Yeah,
man.
Recycle
it? What the fuck? Oh, she's mad.
Yeah.
So it's you, the ignorant.
I mean, really, what are you going to do? Recycle it? What the fuck
are
you bringing it home?
Man,
he
doesn't
get it. He doesn't give a fuck. I don't even bother about it.
That is disgusting.
Nasty.
That's when you look at him and you tell him, nigga, you remedial.
I know y'all telling y'all stuff, though.
Y'all, check this out. Somebody just sent me this question. They want to know, does this make them sick? You know, are they crazy? She says she gets aroused by the thought of her boyfriend having sex with somebody else.
Okay,
am I
yeah, what's wrong with her? Fuck that.
She might want
like
to have a threesome or something.
I would like to know her name and do she want to go out.
All right, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Her name is Carito 131.
Carito 131. There you go. I ain't nothing wrong with that.
Why she just can't call
it out?
Say that.
You say, does that make her sick?
I think she needs to react on that impulse. Father, just go and do it. Go and get him one. And happy birthday, baby.
I ain't saying all that.
People just need to start regretting what they do. If you do it, do it. There's a choice
you
made with it. Stop regretting things that you do. Evidently, if you did it, you wanted to.
Thank you.
Because I don't regret nothing. I do.
I concur.
Did have
all
to
right,
well,
there you go, Carito.
You're not crazy. You're not sick.
No.
Hell no.
I got a question.
Yes, she is.
Maybe
she's a super
maybe crazy. She just tired. Maybe she just tired this day. He wants something. Go on over there. You know, do something over there real quick. Come on back. You know, maybe she just didn't feel like doing nothing that day. You know, I got a question. Like, okay, in a threesome, I'm just going to ask this and throw this out there. If you have a threesome, this is about to sound really bad, but I'm looking at my dude doing another girl, and I'm like, damn, he's giving it to her so much better than he is. Ever gave it to me? What the fuck is this?
I slid it
for stopping it.
I be counting the leaks.
You need to step your game up.
Really? You gave me 11 leaks, and you gave this bitch 18.
You need to leak this shit.
Stop. Oh, I ain't going.
People doing that for real,
because that'll be me forever. I'm standing right up there. You better get her name and get me laughing like you all say.
Hey, but dude, he already extra turned on because he got two women. So it's like he going to go extra hard with the new one because he ain't never had that before.
Well, I'm going to fuck that whole
move
up.
Mm-mm. You gotta impress. You ain't gotta impress her because I don't want her to come back for thirds and fourths either. Don't think you sleep.
Right.
Damn,
ain't no sleeping
on
the gone home.
That's why she ain't gonna be there.
Everybody say happy sunshine with a Y. All right, sunshine.
Hello.
Hi, sunshine.
Hi, sunshine.
Y'all taking
okay,
all the fun out of it.
I got another question from a guy named Dynasty. He said,
Whoa.
Well, he said his name is, man, Dynasty. G-Y-N-A-S-T-Y. Dynasty.
Oh, wow.
You changed the spelling.
Hey,
Hey, I just read off what I see.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, go ahead. That's just like me calling the strip. That's just like me calling a nigga delicious. But I mean, I'm not.
Hey, I'm just reading what I see, dog. His question is sex really important in dating?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
And if
the sex is weak, you ain't going
on
to stay with their ass. Right.
Okay. He say, can somebody elaborate?
Elaborate.
Dynasty.
I'm sorry. I was typing you in, baby. But we gonna call him D. All right, is that cool? We call him D.
D works for me.
I'm not good at calling no man Dynasty.
Somebody to break it down to him.
What'd you say?
When you first meet somebody, man, you gotta have that sexual chemistry, like I said. That's just like we said last week. Ain't too many motherfuckers gonna be walking by like, ooh, I look at the brain on that motherfucker. I mean, no, nobody's not doing that no more. I don't think nobody ever did that.
Montgomery said back in 1930s they did it.
You know what? That's because motherfucker daddies had shotguns back then, and it was a whole lot harder to get to the pussy. Trust me. Uh-huh. He was not looking at her looking, and then the way they was dressing too. Oh, hell no.
They've been married for some years, like 75, 80 years.
I could see my grandfather not talking about something. Yeah, I sure like getting them damn draws. I can't see him talking about something. Yeah, she sure. I love the way she wearing that hairnet. Nah. That motherfucker thing about fucking.
All
right. So to answer D question, yeah, me personally, I think it's important.
All right, there you go, D. I think D listening on the internet, man.
D, we gotta change that name, dog. We gotta change that name. It's hard for a man to call you Dynasty, man.
Yeah, because I was about to roast you.
No, man, don't do it, man. Don't do it. We want D to call back next week. All right, I got another one, man. This from a married woman. Her name is Brownie. I think it's Brown. Yeah, Brownie. She says, I'm a married woman. My husband and I don't have sex. Throughout the year, we may have sex 6.5 times a year. What is the problem? Why do you think he doesn't like to have sex with me? He doesn't like to have sex with me.
He got another woman.
Because he's doing somebody else.
Yeah, he's fucking somebody else.
Either he got some
ED
problems or he got another chick on the side.
Unless he got some sexual impotency. Other than that, he probably eating that at home, you know what I'm saying, eat his dinner. But, hey, when he get out in the streets,
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
he's a whole different person out in the streets. I'm one of the best.
Shit, they need to understand it.
Right. They need to get some type of agreement going.
Yeah.
Shit.
He do what he do, and she can do what she do. Shit.
Right. In her case, girl, go.
A man would never accept his woman having sex with another man the same way a woman would forgive a man faster for a man cheating on.
Well, in this situation, he fucking.
Exactly. He wouldn't have no choice. He wouldn't have no choice. No way. So you saying that you would forgive if you was with a woman and you really loved her and you found out she cheated on you,
Look, first of all, if I'm fucking her six times a year, I'm expecting her to go fuck somebody else.
I ain't talking about six times a year. I'm talking about just in general.
I mean, nobody wants to just...
That's bad.
Whether male or female, nobody just wants to, I mean, you know, but you got to look at the scenario that just went on in
but
that.
What if you're not being sexually satisfied?
You said what?
What if you're not being sexually satisfied? Like, you, it's like... You there, you damn near about to come, but it's like it ends right before you do. So he getting his off, but you not being sexy.
Well, you need to talk to him about it. You need to talk to him
what
about it.
What if you had that conversation
with him? Get some toys.
You didn't try that too. It's not worth it. You got more toys. You get your toys get you all better than
no,
he
I'm
does.
Talking about let him play with the toys. Goddamn it! It's all kinds of shit couples can do to keep
themselves
interested.
Did not just say that his toy, your toys get you all better than he does.
Oh, that's fucked up there.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
All right, y'all. I got another question. This is from Bowill, B-O-W-I-L-L. I don't know if we can really answer this question, but I'll give it a shot. He says, why would a lesbian want a rubber dong for her birthday if she doesn't like dick?
Why would a what?
Why would a lesbian want a rubber dong for her birthday if she don't like dick?
You know what?
For the longest.
That's
like,
a good question.
Why do gay people wear strap-ons if you don't like dick?
That's a good question. I would like to know the answer to that.
Because they greedy.
You would think of they greedy.
That is a good, like, I've been wondering that for the longest because I hear so many, like, thugs and stuff saying that, and the gay women, they be like, I love my woman with her strap on. Really? Like, you might as well go get some dick in.
Can anybody answer the question?
No, because somebody gay on here anyway.
For the first time, and I don't know, I actually got to agree with LaFonda for the first time. I mean, why in the hell do you got a fucking strap on and all this shit, but you hate dick? Then you sitting there telling me I don't fuck with dick.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
Fuck.
Because they really do like dick. They just don't want to mess with a man. They'd rather get it. Fake dick from a female.
Some plastic, but if they actually got it from a man, they probably trying to fuck out.
The bitch put a dress back on.
That's because they get bitter with men and stuff, so they just end up dealing with the female, and so they just say, fuck it, I'll deal with a female and have a plastic dick instead of dealing with the man and whatever they do with the man.
Now, hold on. Now, with that being said, I've talked to some lesbians, some just okay, I don't fuck with no men, just strictly women type lesbians, and they say they have the same fucking problems that they have with a man.
They do, but I'm just saying that's why they end up getting the dick. But I don't know why I don't understand it. I can't see the concept of it at all, really. But that's why
I've asked one that,
and that's the answer I got. Because I straight up asked them. I say, well, if you don't like men, why go get that? And that's the answer I got.
I mean, because my thing is, I mean, all right, I'm not to say that we promote violence and anything like this, but as a woman, I'm pretty sure, like, if a man hits you, you could be like, okay, this man, you know, I might not swing back because this is a man. But then you got a woman smacking on you like she a man. Y'all really let this woman, you let another woman beat your ass like this? Bitch, I said get your ass in the house. Bow. Gone, stop. Huh? I've never understood that concept. I mean, I've seen the girl, and Sunshine, I ain't going to call no names, but we went to school with this girl. And I seen her and her quote unquote dude old girl was beating her ass. I mean, and this girl was one of them little feisty motherfuckers in school. I mean, but old girl was whooping her ass like it was a dude whooping a woman's ass. And I'm sitting there like, damn, all them fights I've seen you in school, and you, I mean, you actually defending yourself like you fighting a man. I'm like, damn, you can't fight a woman back?
Because that's not, most gay thugs, they act like men, like they portray themselves like men. I mean.
But still, you know what, you, come on now. I mean, I do have to agree with Cass. Ain't no way in the hell I'm finna let no bitch whoop my ass.
Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
I've seen some thugs fight, especially at Pepe's. I've seen a thug beat a man down, so.
That's probably because he just didn't want to hit her ass back and go to jail. But at the end of the day, you're still a woman and I'm still a
right.
The whole time.
Exactly.
Your ass.
Like, they
exactly.
Got to fight. You know, it's like, it'll never be men fighting in Pepe's. It's always the gay. When the gay people walk up there, you know a fight's going to jump off.
And you know what? This girl that worked with me, she trying to transition from being with a girl to not trying to be with a dude. And the ex-girlfriend saw her with a new dude and tried to cut her fucking, she cut her ear so bad. She had stitches in her ear and around the back of her ear.
And see, now, hold on. Let me ask my fellas. Waylo, Wig, Timer, you walking with old girl, and this broad come running up like this. She come running up, and you know what I'm saying? She cut back like she finna bust you in your shit. What do you do?
Man, I'm
gonna hit her ass first.
I'm going to knock her ass out. She coming like a goddamn man.
Don't slam my ass.
Man, remember when I was in the club, man, that chick walked over, man, like a dude.
Oh, wait a minute. You talking about the one with me or you?
Me, the one that came over with me, man.
Yeah, man, these motherfuckers are scandalous, man.
Man, that
I
chick
mean,
walked over there, man, holding her shit like she had a dick and shit.
Right, get your ass on. But at the end of the day, you're still a woman. I'm confused.
Like Modesta said, little boy, go sit your ass down.
Right.
You know what you do to them? Half of them be sagging anyway, so you pull their pants all the way down.
I mean, it's like, goddamn. I thought that just crazy. I'm like, now, wait a minute. Y'all actually letting these motherfucking women beat y'all asses.
I'm going to walk out the door.
You say what?
Okay.
I mean, but can y'all even see yourself arguing with a dog? Can you actually see yourself arguing with a woman? Like, just say, for instance, me and you, you know, You talking about my ex old lady and me and you get into it. Can you actually see yourself arguing with a woman like this? Look here, fam. That's my bitch right there. What? I mean, I would be in total like
I'd be cracking up the whole entire time.
Right. I'd be like, are you serious? I mean, you really wanna try to fight me. Like, if you don't get your ass over there, so fucking just go on about your business.
You gotta watch it too, cause some of them studs around here, they be carrying pistols and shit out here in the G.
Well, but I'm an asshole. I'll be like, well, I'll tell you what, just come on, I'm gonna give you some dick too, and I'm gonna change your life around too. So just come on. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
All right, man. Hey, I got another question, man. From my man K Dog.
He said he's been with his girlfriend for about 8 months. They have sex 3 to 4 times a week. He said the only way he can get her off is by eating her out. And he wants the guys to give him some hints on what he can use as far as toys and techniques because he's tired of eating pussy.
He does.
To the left, nigga.
Right. Viagra,
he might
want to
try
Viagra.
Penis pump.
Yeah.
Arch your back and to the left. You got to get in that spot back there in the back.
He ain't hitting that spot in the back.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Watch your back.
You gotta move your hips, bro. Move your hips.
Brandon, spread a leg farther. Make sure you get in deeper.
All right, you got that good dog?
Oh, wow.
He ain't typing nothing back, so I guess he didn't like the answer y'all gave
him. Well, I mean, shit. She don't like the dick he giving. Hey, K-Dog, I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. I mean, damn.
Okay, check this out. This was for the ladies. It's a female named Liberty. She says, can anal sex cause her problems in that area?
Hell yeah.
You said what?
It is.
What was the question?
She says, her question, her name is Liberty. Her question is, can anal sex cause any problems in that area?
Hell yeah, that's why I don't do it, and that's why I'm feeling it.
You don't do it, you can't answer the question.
You can't answer the damn question.
I don't know. Yes, I can.
Can I get an answer from a female that's tried it before?
Yes, it can cause you problems.
Yes, it can.
Hold on. Did everybody follow us? Like, wait a minute. Who's going to go first? Who actually going to go first with the answer?
Everybody
shout. Hey, wait a minute. I know what everybody was thinking. Janine, answer the question.
But she's saying, can it cause her any problems? Can she get,
you touching your anal too.
Okay, what kind of problems can it cause her?
Oh my God.
Like I said, every problem that you need, anything that you need,
it could cause her
issues with shitting. Shit.
Impacted.
Yep. Ripping, mess up her intestines. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff could happen if you ain't doing it right.
She can hit a vein,
that
can kill her ass.
And that skin that's in between that separating the pussy from the ass is real thin. You can break this and cause an infection and kill yourself.
Exactly.
Damn, Lalo, you just answered the next question. She tried. I guess not. She fucking with Lalo. Talking about dying.
She
tried. She tried.
Somebody's been doing a lot of anal.
She said LOL.
Say fucking Lalo, you going to get something broke.
Hey, I'm just saying, she ain't got to not try. She can try it if she want to. That's all.
You just don't force it. Don't get somebody that's so anxious.
Yeah.
Just trying to push it in there.
Well, tell your dude to get a lot of lube. That's the only advice I can give.
That shit don't work.
Who said that?
I did. That shit don't work.
Depending on what kind you use.
Wait a minute. Who just said that? LaFonda?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Somebody
didn't even try it before.
I'm finna say this. He tried it. It didn't work. I gave up. I said, don't you ever in life do that again. He couldn't even get it up. And I said, first of all, your dick too big. So quit playing. Somebody told me it got to be somebody with a little bitty, itty bitty
That's not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
Waylo, damn.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, damn. A
couple of more drinks.
You
a couple of more drinks.
You
was couple more drinks. You was gonna find out. Set your ass around long enough for you to find out.
Yeah, y'all want no dick that little shit. Little ass dick be like you getting an enema. You won't even feel shit.
So you want some type of pressure. You want to just holy damn, is it in yet?
Like, yeah, I'm straight. My mouth and what's this to be enough? And maybe one titty sometimes.
I bet they just bust straight on your face, too. Like, yeah, here you
no,
go.
No, the fuck they don't. I don't play that either. I have rules. You is not to ever
see, that's your problem.
Like that.
You got too many motherfucking rules. Ain't nobody got time for all these goddamn rules. That, you crazy.
But that's not cool on the face. You know, I'm scared of, like, I'm scared of liquids being in my face like that.
It's good for
like,
your skin. It got a lot of protein in it. It's good for your skin.
No,
it's
not. I didn't say I wouldn't swallow it. I said it came come
exactly.
on my face like
I,
that, like shooting on my
what,
face.
Well, then, in
I never
cases
said
like I accept you saying that, and I have no problem with that.
Exactly. So, unless your shit just tastes nasty, then.
You know what? Here you go. I wish you would. You know what? I'll grab you by the back of your motherfucking head. You better not move. God damn it. It's not tasting right. Is you crazy?
Swallow that shit. Swallow it. You better not spit that shit out.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
It's dead evil with your ass. I see that. Nah. You know what? That's the problem with you. You need a motherfucker just need to take charge. Fuck that. Just all that talking out. Shut the fuck up.
I've never had a man do that, so.
I figure out how to get her. You'd be like, let's role play. Let me tape your mouth, baby. You're going to act like the hostage. Let me tape your mouth. Then she shut up. You know how to get that shit. You role play. I'm the gun, man. You the hostage.
I mean, seriously, man, you sound like you would really just kill a motherfucker's move.
No, I have never did that one, but you're not going to come on my face. Now, you come in my mouth, but if it tastes nasty, I'm going to spit that shit right back out.
I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a fuck what you do with it after, hey, once I get it to you, you can brush teeth with it as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a fuck what you do with it. I don't give a fuck. Spit it out, swallow it. Hey, the choice is yours. Just don't be talking. Like, hey, this is not chasing white. You can't chase your white. What? Shut up.
Oh, shit.
All right, y'all, I got another question.
I mean, I've said some crazy stuff to a man. Like, you work in a steel mill because I can taste it. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
I got sexy out of it.
Right, before you even ask her the question, Fonda.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
All right, dog. Next question. All
right, this question is from, her name is Lovable. She says she's a 21-year-old lesbian, but she's been wanting to play with a dick. But she says she's booked.
Has she ever had dick before?
She can play with
her.
Hold on, let me finish the question.
Oh.
She says she's booked.
That's just rude.
And is that normal?
Yeah, she's a woman. Of course it's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
By all right, that's what she's supposed to be playing with in the beginning.
Say it like that, Cass.
I mean, I'm just saying, technically, that's what she really supposed to be fucking with. Nah.
And she can play with math, no strings attached. I'm just saying, just to help out, I volunteer. Just for Sin City, dog. Just what I do for Sin City.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And it's waiting for her. Maybe I could do the booty thing.
Well, I'm
gonna be trying to do you.
Yeah, you got a point there. She fuck around and try to do you. You turn your fuck ass over.
Oh, hell. This ain't no goddamn American me.
Shit. I'll be fucked up too, dog. So tell, I dog, tell her, yeah, it ain't nothing wrong with her wanting a little dick. Mark, she needs to take more of it.
There you go. All right. I ain't got no more questions right now.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
You don't think, I mean, ladies, y'all don't think, I mean, even as lesbians, bisexuals, I mean, y'all, you don't think at some point dick should be a part of your life?
I wish it was part of my life
like
that.
I know.
Who's playing
that?
Hey,
I've been waiting for that out loud.
Do you need to be alone?
Say what?
I don't think y'all heard that. Sorry.
I know what somebody thinks.
Snap that pussy back.
Everybody got quiet. But you know, for the most part, everybody agreed with you. They like, yeah, you right, girl. I didn't want to be the first one to say it, but yeah, you sure right. Look, everybody talking about, I think I already
agree with her.
I think I even heard the Rams say something. Mm.
You ain't heard me say nothing. I've been listening for the last 6 minutes.
I do that again.
You ain't heard me say shit.
I do that again. just check and see if you still there, Rev. That's all. Just check.
I'm still here.
Oh, man.
But look, let me tell y'all what my son said when he got off the phone. He said he should have asked y'all, what is it that you old men lacking that they going after them young guys?
What is lacking? I don't know. I ain't an old man.
I mean, compared to him, he only 18.
You are. Compared to him, you are.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on.
I tell you, should have asked before you got off the phone.
You know what? I'm gonna address you in 1 second, Rev. Let me tell you something, girl. Let me tell you something, Father.
What?
I guarantee motherfucker T. I ain't nothing like one of the motherfuckers you'd have never had. Please believe that.
That's because I can run them. So of course.
Because you can who?
I can win them. Whatever I say goes. I'll be looking at them like, whatever you say.
And all that talking you said, all that at the end of the day.
Don't bullshit me.
Because I ain't trying to hit. Nah. Back to what we were talking about, Red Fox so rudely interrupted. I'm at my prime, shit.
40 is not your prime.
First of all, I'm not 40.
Oh, wait.
See, you finna get real personal in a couple of seconds now. I'm gonna try to let you slide a couple of times now.
You gotta be older than me because I'm 26.
You said what?
I said you gotta be older than me because I ain't number 26.
That's your problem. Still, you don't know what you're doing yet.
No, I don't.
All right, check it out.
Well, then you need to take notes, girl.
I got another question for y'all. I got another question. This is actually a good one. This is from Pablo619. Pablo said he's in a sexless marriage where his wife uses sex as a weapon.
How many is it out there?
As a weapon?
Huh? What you say?
You said as a weapon.
It can be done. Listen, this is what he said. I am in a sexless marriage where my wife uses sex as a weapon. That's what he said. Yet I have remained faithful for all our 7 years. I'm a good father. I contribute financially. I take care of the dishes, laundry, trash, and housework. And then he says, if I'm obligated to remain faithful to her according to my vows, should she then be obligated to satisfy my sexual desires?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pablo, this is what I want, Pablo, this is what I want you to do. Get off work. She say something, I just need you to walk in the house.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
And take her ass to that bedroom and tear her ass up. Y'all married, it ain't right.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, I saw that on, what was that, one of those CSIs.
Yeah, you can't rape your wife. You can't rape your wife.
And that's what she get.
They got to prove it.
You ain't finna be sitting there holding that shit as no weapon to me, shit. Oh, you don't want, you ain't getting none. Yeah, all right.
Fuck you think you talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one.
That's what I wish you would. Yeah, all right. I mean, girlfriend or boyfriend, one thing. We married, you talking about you ain't getting shit. Fucking victim of day rape.
I'm making breakfast once a week. I just drug her ass.
I ain't doing shit. Speak your ass.
That motherfucker wake up like,
God, if I wake up once a month, wet, damn.
Yeah, because I don't want her to say that rape shit. Fuck that.
Man, I am getting some crazy-ass fucking crushes over here, man.
Hey, all while I'm fucking, I got my music playing in my head. I'm working towards that goal.
Let's see. We got Chris Collins in the background saying, after I waited all week for this goddamn pussy, I even finally got it. I'm hitting it from the left.
Hey, man, fuck that. He crazy. I'm sorry. Hey, Pablo, shit. Better, man, put his ass on that
sorry,
dick. I don't feel
you
sorry,
Paul.
Push her ass on that bed and she can...
Shut the fuck... Shut! Did I say... No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga!
Man, did you handle your bed?
All right, check this out, man. This is Curious 55. He wants to know, does... I guess it's... Sexting online? I don't know what the fuck that shit means. I guess if you're in a chat, one of them sex chat rooms, does that constitute cheating? If your mate is in one of those sexy chat rooms?
I mean, Shadell, you could probably bring her in with you.
Oh, man, he says girl is in there.
Oh,
to. So maybe she'll bring him in and shit.
Right.
Shit, fuck, man.
I don't know. Good question.
It's not cheating.
It's not cheating as long as they don't move on it.
I don't think it's cheating as long as they don't act on it. It's like window shopping.
No. It's no physical contact.
Right. I mean, ain't no physical contact. I mean, you know, some people probably get upset about it, but I mean, long as she keep it at a minimum.
Got damn janky ass sight.
I mean, maybe it's something that they could do together.
All right. Here's a question that everybody can answer except LaFonda, because you ain't turkey. This is from SDNS82. How you doing, SDNS82? Is it true that when people get close to 30, they start wanting to have sex more?
When they post what?
When they get close to 30,
do
their sex drive
go up? I've heard that. I believe so.
Is that for men or women?
People.
It's not all about men. You're still in your 20s, so don't ask the question. Exactly. Everybody agrees with that. Yeah, I believe so.
All right. There you go, SDNS82. Everybody agrees. All right, that was it. I ain't got no more questions coming in, so.
With that one being said, you've been around, I mean, you and your mate been around each other for a minute. I mean, me personally, I just want to know, I mean, do y'all as women go through y'all mind like, okay, I got to come up with something new? Or y'all just be like, fuck it, it is what it is?
If you in a good relationship.
You said what?
If you in a good relationship, you all want to come up with something new.
Oh, here you go.
We don't want that same shit either all the time.
Right, I'm saying, so, I mean, I'm asking, y'all as women, I ain't gonna say, us as men, we get in the rut too, we all do, but, I mean, you know, with y'all, y'all had the little gowns with the... the hole right there or whatever, heavy all over y'all head. Do y'all feel like sometimes, like, fuck it, let me just get dressed up one night and just, you know, because I need to change it up. I know some of us need to change it up too, but ladies, a lot of times y'all be coming with that same bullshit too now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should change it up.
I change my hairstyle every week.
I don't know about you, Cass. I don't need to change shit. Me and my 2 inches sleep naked all the time. I'm always sexy.
I'm over there, him and his 2 inches.
I've never got to change. Shit.
I mean, all right, so you don't need to feel like maybe you need to put on a silk boxer, you know what I'm saying?
That's Valentine's Day.
I do something like that on Valentine's Day.
Maybe Christmas. I do the Christmas one, you know what I'm saying, because I wear my Christmas robes, you know what I'm saying? Only on holidays.
Damn, that's fucked
Other
up.
Other than that, it's commando, baby.
Hold on, man. Let me make a public service announcement.
Right.
Now, we here in Cedar City, we don't know Wink.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
Y'all go to citybysprues.com. We got his page up. I mean, yeah, y'all want to check him out and see what he's going to look like, Commando, go right ahead.
That's okay.
I got that Inspector Gadget type dick. You don't know what
Inspector Gadget type dick. Explain that one to me, dog. What's the Inspector Gadget type dick?
I'm pretty sure they're wondering. I'll put it on my page for the ladies. I don't feel comfortable explaining it to you, man. I'm no homo, you know what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, hold on, man.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
man, because
I'm going to another man and be comfortable as hell walking around him.
Your man could be comfortable walking around naked.
Some men, because my brother has said this plenty of times before. He said he had roommates in college, and he used to be comfortable as hell. He was like, my dick big as hell. And I said, I didn't need to know all that, but he was like, he used to be comfortable as hell walking around another man while his woman was in the, like, in the room. He was like, my dick is swinging, so if you uncomfortable with it, that's on you.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I understand this right. You said your brother?
Yeah.
Your brother would walk around naked in front of his.
He was in college, so he said he used to come out the bathroom, just come in straight. He don't care, like, everything showing, everything swinging, balls, dick, everything.
In front of his
guys. In front of other dudes?
In front of his roommates. He said he did not care.
She.
Can I ask, do your brother have any gay tendencies?
Hey, no. He ain't walking around.
I'm sorry,
bro.
Wrong because he, like, one day I walked in on him having sex with this chick, right? He was shoving the fuck out of her. And she, like, got a big-ass smile on her face. I was like, harder. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, let me just walk about it just real quick because he's just retarded.
I'm gonna tell you that your brother would have fucked around, took an ass whooping. That's what was gonna happen. I am not bullshitting. You not gonna walk around sitting in front of me. Hey, you want something back from the stove with your dick in my face? Nigga, is you crazy?
Dog, you want a piece of this pizza? You want a piece of this pizza, dog?
Hey, you coming in the kitchen, he's standing there like Ben Rains on Baby Boy.
Right, cooking eggs, what ass nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Something kicked it right in the crack of his ass. Get the fuck up out of here. Hey, we came to a vote. You are no longer welcome in this house. You got to go find your own room.
That's not cool at all. So we all don't agree too much, but we agree right here. That's not cool.
That's not gonna happen. That's not even fashionable. No. Hell no.
I mean, I thought it was college, so I'm like, maybe he just, I don't know. Said I did some strange shit while I was in college, too.
What was his roommates? White boys?
Yeah.
You know, fuck, they was white. Okay. I'm black. I don't think that plays a part in it. I think they were more. They had no problem with seeing his dick up in their face.
Hey, they was like the old man from Family Guy.
Walk through again, buddy.
Come here, paper boy.
You ain't cold in a while.
Right. Your brother been in prison?
Oh, man.
Your brother been in prison?
No.
Yeah, I advise him not to go if he feel that comfortable being naked.
I hope you don't try to walk around there naked.
He made me question what he's doing.
They go to his ass when he walk around there.
Oh, my God, boy.
He only dates white girls.
Watch me.
Number one, he only dates white girls. He don't date nothing else but white women. And then on top of that, he wear Abercrombie and Fitch on a regular basis. And I'm like, them jeans tight as fuck, dude. Like, calm that bullshit down. Like,
Like, just because you date white girls don't mean what they got to do with him walking around other dudes with his dick hanging out.
Yeah, I know white boys who do it too. I know white boys that are comfortable as hell. I've been in the house with a whole bunch of dudes before, and the white, like, it be white dudes, and they be walking around comfortable as hell.
I'm pretty damn comfortable as hell, but I ain't walking around another man.
Hold on, man. You just said you was in the house. You was in the house, and they felt comfortable just walking around with their dicks out, right?
Yes.
It must have been a whole lot. They was on something
what
else.
What you think they was trying to do? They was ready to run a train on your ass. They was about to do.
Your brother sold you for a pack of squares.
And they did the Lonzo on you, Lonzo left you here. They just didn't have enough guts to do what they was gonna do. I'll tell you what, LaFonda, since you so bold and bad, I guarantee you, I'm willing to guarantee you. How many white boys was it?
It was like four of them.
Two of them. Okay.
It was four of them.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, and LaFonda, I'm not telling you to try this because I know what the result going to be, but you get your ass in there with four black brothers, all butt naked, swinging their dicks around, girl, you're going to be a victim of something, and it ain't going to be that nice. It ain't going to be pretty. They say, you ever see the pit bull fuck a chihuahua? Me neither, but I'm pretty sure it ain't going to be nothing nice. They gonna tear your ass up.
Funny. You probably like that shit, didn't you? I bet your ass is in there singing that song.
Pussy don't tell me now. I gotta try to figure out. So you don't want nobody else. But me and only me.
Hey, you know why they didn't do it? Hey, y'all know why they didn't do it? She started talking. She was directing.
Hell yeah.
Swing that motherfucker that way. Swing that motherfucker that way. They were like, oh, man, fuck it, they ain't worth it, man.
Damn, LaFonda, you have four motherfuckers in the house and nobody wants to fuck you? Damn, that's bad.
With they dicks out.
Yeah, with they dicks out. She hung up. I think that one pissed off.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It was just wide open.
Damn, that's bad. Technically,
I apologize
for my rudeness.
Oh, motherfucker. Man, wait till you lucked out, man. You had some problems on your hands, bro.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Hey, soon as she would have got on here and roasted him.
Pardon me a moment. Ha ha! He's really hurt.
I would have been fucked up, boy. She was going to tell Waylo ass up, too, boy. I remember because she was like, yeah, like some people. She was just itching for us to ask, well, who you talking about? Waylo like, she's talking about me.
At least he was honest about it. I denied it.
Hell yeah, I denied the fuck out. I ain't did nothing with her. She's crazy.
I don't know who she's talking about.
All right, man, let's, you know what they're going to do, man. Let's wrap it up, dog. We got like 90 seconds left.
Oh, okay, well, shit, do what we do, man.
All right. Wick, you got any last words, bro?
Great show, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I had the ball. See y'all next week. SensityDuskGroove.com. Peace.
Okay, I
got 2 inches of hard dick.
You just didn't resist.
You're a little slow on that one, dog. Lucius, you got any last words?
Yeah, it was a great show. I'm going to get my page up so Chaz can quit hounding me because he's going to harass me next week if I don't have it up there, so I'm going to get it up.
Damn right.
Rev, you got any last words for us?
You know, she must be chastising her son again.
Don't fuck that bitch no more. Don't fuck that bitch no more.
No.
He like, oh. Yeah, right.
No, wait, hold on, man. She done came back.
I didn't know my phone was on you.
Go ahead, Rev. You got last word?
I just said good show, that's all.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Janine, mm-hmm. Any last words?
Good show. Talk to y'all next week.
See? Sunshine, any last words? You know why?
No, it was a good show.
Oh, she's a pop a dick out. No, it was a good show. I'll get back to y'all.
Nah, y'all would have heard more than that.
Wait on you guys for the dog.
So.
Waylo, you still here, man? Alright,
Waylo,
he must have clicked over and called the father.
Yeah, he clicked over and called the father. I'm tired of your shit, girl.
Yeah, last words, dog.
Yeah, man, sincity.spruce.com. Hit us up, man. Create a page, put blogs, pics, videos. Oh, hey, Terry. How you doing, Terry? All right, I'm out.
All right, y'all. Next week, peace, love, and hair grease.